In Minnesota, the state government shutdown is now in its 13th day, and there's no end in sight. Democratic Governor Mark Dayton and the Republican-controlled legislature are still at odds over the best way to erase a $5 billion projected budget deficit. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck has been covering the shutdown and joins us from St. Paul. And Tom, first, what can you tell us about the impact of the shutdown?
Well, it's in its 13th day, and it's still evolving. You know, the state parks are still closed. Road construction projects have been mothballed. 22,000 state employees have been laid off. Their last paycheck is going to be coming on Friday. They're going to be eligible to start claiming unemployment on Monday. And another problem that's just popping up here, Robert, is that bars and restaurants, some of them didn't get the appropriate paperwork processed, so they're not going to be able to buy beer and liquor from wholesalers, so their shelves could be emptying here pretty soon as this moves on. One other thing we heard is that the giant beer distributor MillerCoors will start having to remove all of its beer and liquor because the beer supplier failed to get their appropriate paperwork processed as well. So there's been a lot of talk over the last couple of years about, you know, focusing on Joe Sixpack. I think we're going to be seeing that coming up here soon.
For the first time since the shutdown, Governor Dayton is taking his message straight to the people of Minnesota. I gather he's traveling the state and making the case that wealthier residents have to pay more in taxes. What kind of reception is he getting to that argument?
Boy, it's mixed. I mean, there are a lot of Democrats who are showing up and saying, stick to your guns, raise income taxes on people who make more than $1 million. But then there are other folks who are showing up who are just frustrated, saying, you know, why can't you guys get this done? And when they say you guys, they don't just mean the governor. They mean Republicans, Democrats in the state legislature. And there's this frustration brewing at this point. Also, what we're seeing is state employees are starting to get nervous. There was a state employee who told the governor yesterday that he basically pays his mortgage payment with his check. And he asked the governor, I don't see you having this problem. Mm-hmm. Can you please address this situation soon?
What did the governor say?
Well, the governor always says that he's concerned about this. He wants to get this shutdown done as quickly as possible. But he says that the impact of the budget that the Republicans who control the legislature put forward is much more extreme, and that there's going to have to be short-term pain now to make sure that the budget is balanced and fixed over the long term.
Well, where do negotiations stand right now? Are there any talks scheduled between Governor Dayton and the Minnesota Republicans?
They haven't had face-to-face negotiations since last Thursday. And for that matter, the governor has been putting forward some offers saying, you know, if you don't like my income tax proposal, maybe we should tax cigarettes. Maybe we should expand the sales tax to things like auto repair and haircuts. And the Republicans just say, no, we don't want any taxes. We want to keep hold the line on spending. But at the same time, the Republicans are being criticized heavily because they haven't put forward a budget offer of their own since the shutdown started on July 1st.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
That's Tom Scheck of Minnesota Public Radio talking to us about the Minnesota government shutdown. He spoke to us from St. Paul.